Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello.
How are we?
Good.
I'm really good. I woke up a bit groggy this morning.
Did you?
I don't know why. Yeah. Had a headache last night, but then now I seem to feel great.
What medication did you take?
I took none. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and just go to sleep without taking any.
Are you the type of guy that refuses to take a painkiller if you have a headache?
No. I try and just wait like 15 minutes to see if it goes away first.
I don't know why people put themselves through that suffering, you know? Like, if you've got a headache, take a Panadol. What about you, Jabe? What do you do?
I will pop a Panadol, personally. Yeah.
Like, because of my ankles, I got problems with my ankles, I take more painkillers than normal.
You should. Yeah,
so okay. I try and avoid it if I can think I can avoid it.
Well, it's bad for your kidneys and liver, right?
That's
if
right.
you take too
yeah.
many. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I go, right, I'll drink some water, I'll try and go to sleep, and if I don't, then I'll do it.
I'm forever doing it, like, because I exercise a lot.
Mm.
My knees this morning were so sore. I had an anti-inflammatory and a paracetamol.
They're better now, though?
Yeah, they feel better now. So, like, because I can walk around a bit more now. I can feel the ache still, my left in particular.
I think
I fell on that and I copped a ball to the knee.
Anti-inflammatories do great because they actually reduce the problem. Mm. So then the pain goes away.
Eases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love anti-inflammatories.
Great invention.
You
what are
what?
You, what are you quietly Googling over there, Maddie?
Just stand by. I've got something on the way here.
Oh, excellent.
I love YouTube advertising. Yeah. Maximus, more drink, more do. Who's buying that?
No, it's a weird drink.
Oh.
Is that my knee?
That's Jade walking. Do you think all ex-sports captains of their high schools are having problems with their knees now, Jade?
I don't know.
Because you were the sports captain, yeah?
Yeah.
Or you're the school captain?
No,
Which one?
I was sports captain, vice captain, every grade.
Question.
Overachiever.
What did you have to Google to get that noise?
Yeah.
Creaking sound effects. Jade, sit down. We can't deal with this.
It sounds like a ship's... like mast.
It does sound like a ship mast.
In like low level waves at night. That's how what I imagine.
Love making night at Jade's.
Oh, when
on.
I'm on getting on top.
My knees.
They hurt.
You know, you should be careful, Jade. You need to play less sports because you'll get really bad arthritis when you get older.
No.
You can't worry
no,
about it.
No, you've got to stay active.
Arthritis, no good.
No, you've got to stay active as long as possible.
That's so true.
That is the secret.
Well, if you're creaking now, God knows what'll creak next. Imagine if it was your back.
You always try and get me to stop playing sport. Why
yeah,
is that?
What do you have against sport, Maddie?
Because I'm sick of smelling the heat pad the next morning.
It's a wheat pack.
Yeah, it's
so.
Either a pissy wheat pack or the strong, intense smell of eucalyptus, stiff, sore, and sorry. Love that for my nostrils.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Thank you, Crevo.
You can't discourage
look
sport.
Look at you two. Yeah, yes, I hate sport.
Yeah. I hate watching it.
I encourage being lazy.
I hate watching sport. I won't deny
the only
that.
Sport Unless you do said... pickleball
yeah,
once
true.
A week. Who are you to talk?
Actually, that backfired. You said you'd come to my grand final match, though. We make the grand final.
Maddie did.
No, you both did.
Did I? Agree
you did.
To that?
You did promise.
Do you have any kind of proof?
I could track it down.
Oh, good.
Well, that requires effort.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm feeling very safe. when is the grand final?
I don't know yet. Well, the season hasn't even started, so...
Oh, that's a fair ways off. That's the sort of thing I can put off.
For a while.
Yeah, don't worry about that. What are you doing this afternoon, Maddie?
Just one sec. Oh. I'm getting a call. Hello. G'day, Ada. What's happening? Oh, good. Thank you. I need a diary. Was it enough? I did $37. I'll send you $1.95. I've got to go. I'm just doing the podcast opener. Are you going to be in a sec? Oh, I will. I'll come help carry this stuff for the going away party. All right. I'll be there in a sec. Bye. Good. I'm going to dinner tonight.
That's good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got off to dinner.
Are you to, is that the pizza place again?
Yeah, in Forno. If you're from Newcastle, check it out. It's fantastic.
Good place to go.
Great pizza.
Good for a
wood fired.
I do like a wood
chatting
fired
pizza. Chatting to the owner last week, the wood fire oven is from Italy. It took 8 months to get here. Huge
wow.
thing.
Really?
And it rotates the pizzas. Your standard wood fired pizza oven, it's just an in and out kind of situation. This thing's in and out and it spins around. So it cooks them all evenly.
I like that.
Delicious.
That's cool. That
That's
makes me want to go there.
A lot of money. Think of how much that would cost to get into Australia.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I reckon $100,000.
It's big. Like it's the size of a Tarago van.
Really?
Big, big, big.
But I think if you want a normal big bread oven, gas, it's going to be similar.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, I think.
How's your oven going?
My oven?
Yeah.
It's great.
You've got an expensive
You've
oven.
You've got a nice oven.
Fancy oven.
Lower to middle range is what I'd describe it as. There was so many more.
Still, it's pretty. It's you're bigger
it's
than
better
average
than your
oven.
Average oven. Yeah. Like.
Just own it.
So
dude.
The one we wanted. Yeah. Really, or Emmy really wants, is four times the price.
Oh, so how much did you pay for this one?
Maybe $2,000.
That's a lot. Not Stove many people are spending that much on an
yeah,
oven.
Yeah, but do you know what? For $1,000, you get those ugly white ones, the standalone ones.
For the rentals.
Yeah, they're always in a rental.
Yeah.
And why does it always have the coily electric?
I know. It's so
How
weird.
Do they manage to get that in every single rental house in Australia is beyond me. But somehow they do.
That's so true.
I've cooked many a meal on those.
Yeah.
The old coily top.
Really? Not too bad, you know. Great for when you lose your cigarette lighter.
Oh, yeah. Easy light.
Well,
oh,
when you think true. About it, when you're a smoker, you need to come up with different, like, heat
be.
Slash flame sources. I can go, like, if I don't have a
Anywhere.
Lighter, I use the barbecue here at work. Just
He does it all
turn
the
time.
Turn
the gas
really?
On.
He uses the barbecue here
really?
All the time.
That's
click,
great.
Click, click, get it done.
What else? Have you got?
The stove, ever... the toaster. I even use
Toaster?
The... Yeah.
Really?
Well, because.
Why not? They heat up.
I
yeah,
so.
You need, like, the red hot heat source.
Yeah.
I mean. You know, a regular toasty machine
to
doesn't
else.
Do it. I have tried that.
Flint?
That I have not. But I have lit a cigarette from a campfire before, and that
That's
could have started
from
with
Flint.
Flint. From Flint. So who knows? Potentially.
You know what? I'm going to have, I'm in a bit of a predicament because next week, so the summer comp's ending for hockey. And so I'm playing in two teams at the moment.
Two teams.
It's called overcommitting.
I played two games last night. I was on the field for 2 hours straight running.
Even
no
her husband
wonder.
Went home early. I'm only watching one
Watched
game.
One game.
And she won. And she wonders why she comes into work creaking like this.
It's all right. Your body will adapt.
Pickleball tonight.
As I get fitter. Yeah. But back to my problem. So my first team that I played with...
The Cardiff Cobras?
No. So,
fork and chance.
No,
it?
Then, yeah, no fork and chance. So the Cardiff Cobras, who in the summer comp are called the Black Panthers, were actually competing against each other next week. So I have to choose a team to play for because I can only play for one.
Big dilemma.
Which one's better? Admit it to the podcast.
I don't know
Cobras.
Who's better, but I'm going to go with Cardiff Cobras because the Black Panthers there, because they're the team I've signed up for my winter hockey. So I've got to start the loyalty straight off the bat.
Cardiff Cobras.
And do you know what? A lovely lady gave me a free pair of hockey shoes.
Are there special shoes for hockey?
Yeah, turf shoes because we play on turf. Like it's like a special type of turf. So you
Are
actually
like,
have to walk through water behind what? The sheds before you're allowed to go onto the field. Because if it get like if any grass or dirt or muck gets onto the field, it actually like creates rotting.
Is it like the shoes you wear in soccer with those spikes on them?
Not spikes, but a similar type
How
of tread.
How much did you save?
How much are they? They'd be expensive.
I think they range. Think they like you can.
You looked it up.
No, I didn't. I actually.
Do you know
God,
the brand? Let's do it live.
I think they're Kookaburras. That's all I know.
Kookaburra hockey shoes for females.
Yeah.
They make cricket bats.
Yeah, they do a lot of sporting
Did you know
groups.
That?
Yeah.
I did know that actually.
Kookaburra. I used to have the ball cover when I was played cricket in primary school.
Really?
You know, the what do they call it? The cups.
The cups.
The cups.
Protect the gentleman's area.
Yes. I don't know, but the I don't family care. It doesn't matter how much they cost, but I just thought it was really sweet.
That is a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, because she's like,
oh my god!
Oh, you're obviously looking for the most expensive.
No, I'm not.
$60
$149
Yeah,
are they new?
No, they've been worn 3 times because her
That's
niece
as good as new.
Yeah, her niece played 3 games and decided she didn't like hockey, and her mum was just like,
"What a waste."
Her auntie was just like, "Can you please just give these to someone?" Home. So
there's nothing like slipping your foot into somebody's old hockey boots.
Oh, it's nice. I tried them out for my second game; they were good. Bit more grip.
What That's were you what wearing you before in the first game? Just
my
sneakers?
Standard sneakers. Yeah. So, because what they do is in between games, they actually spray the field with water. So imagine giant sprinklers. You'd actually should come and see it for like for one game.
Yeah, just, the final. Because
it's an interesting thing how it all happens.
That is fascinating.
Mm.
Well, very cool. We're all busy today.
I'm just
well, that was last night.
Hockey ruse.
Pickleball tonight. I don't know how I'm going to go in my pickleball.
Are you
going to
go in the
comp? I'm going to. I'm just going to load up on painkillers and just give it a whirl. So heads up, Maddie, there will be my heat, stinky, piss, wheat bag here tomorrow.
And we'll leave
no
it
need
with
to
that.
Give a heads up, Jade. You do what you want anyway.
That is true.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
See
Bye.
Ya.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Cremo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Cremo. That makes the
world go. My little white ass out there.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women? Oh, yeah, we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Well, why, Jade?
Good on him. I like a little bit of action in a car.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, when I first started on this show, everyone accused me in management of being the dirty one. It's not, Crevo. You compiled all of those openers.
In all fairness, you were
me.
The filthiest. You were, but you somehow trained Crevo. It's like when the apprentice outdoes the master.
Look, all I'll say is it's just stuff that's been said on the show. You're just hearing it back and realizing what's actually going on.
Maddie, our new newsreader, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, hello. Maddie.
Morning.
Now, tell me, how are you dealing with the early wake-ups? Because it's really like a massive life adjustment.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay, actually. I'm surprising myself. The alarm goes off and I feel awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, like once I'm up and awake, I'm fine. I'm in here dancing around, wake myself up with a bit of like early morning cardio.
Yeah.
So what time does your alarm go off?
3 o'clock.
Oh.
The look on Maddie's face is like he's just smelt something awful. A leak from a sewage plant.
Maddie, bit of background on us and our team. So Matty only just got his license. What was it, 2-3 months ago?
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have a car yet, and I know you don't drive.
Yes.
I've been picking Maddie up. We have a little side hustle
deal.
No, I
pay her.
So if the price is right, I could swing your way.
At 3 a.m.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, I think I'd be paying some pretty high surcharges on that.
No, 100%.
No, good on you, man. It's an effort.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Do you remember when we first started doing breakfast and we'd get in here at like quarter past four? Those days are long gone, let me tell you. They are gone. The enthusiasm has died.
Yeah.
Lads versus lasses up next.
Yeah, so, guys, you'd be aware of big competitions out there, the FIFA World Cup, the Olympics, the Cricket World Cup, Wimbledon.
Oh, no. I didn't know all this was happening.
Well, no, they're not coming up.
Oh, right, okay.
We've got a much bigger competition, lads versus lasses.
Oh, there we go. You got me.
Thank you very much.
Great hook.
Yeah, look, we need a guy and a girl to take on the ultimate battle of the sexes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, look, it's an ongoing competition for the year. Hundreds of thousands of people want to know the outcome. It is our very own battle of the sexes. How are we going, Jade?
Okay, so the lads are currently on 17. The lasses are on 14. We are clawing back.
Maddie, this is our year. The boys are going to get it this year.
I'm just saying that.
Boo!
And my evidence continues because there's not even any lass on the line. They're not even bothering, girls.
Jade, here you go. This is your opportunity to really sell it to inspire the masses.
Come on, there you go. The floor's yours, Jade.
You know what? We've burned our bras. We've won gold medals at the Olympics. And now it is time to do it all once again.
That's enough.
By winning... the lads versus lasses competition
for right. Wednesday.
On offer today, we have a family pass to the show for the winner.
Oh, great.
Let's go to Tim Taylor in Wallsend. He's a tyre fitter, engaged last November with the wedding in 2022.
Oh, wow.
He's got one child, a boy who is 14 months old and believes that we have never actually been to the moon. Tim, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. Now, what makes you think, Tim, that we haven't been to the moon? Have you watched one too many of those documentaries?
That and just, like, why haven't we been back, like, properly and got some good footage in that?
Yeah, it's questionable. No, I sit on the fence with that one sometimes.
I totally disagree, Tim, but you sound like a nice guy anyway.
And I'm partial.
All right, let's do this, man. Question number one for you this morning, Tim, is this. What's the purpose of a roller when it comes to beauty? A roller, what is it used for?
Rolling on makeup?
No, that's incorrect. It's to curl your hair. You put it in your hair. A lot of old ladies rollers. Use them, you know, rollers. I'm surprised you don't use them, Jade, actually.
No, I have the foam rollers.
Yeah, of course, yes. You do.
All right, question number two. Lucy Liu stars in Charlie's Angels with Cameron Diaz and who?
Is that Ashley Simpson?
That's a random answer. No. Question number three.
Yes, sir.
The song Rain On Me is a collaboration between which two artists? Rain On Me, big song at the moment.
No.
Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga. That's all right, though. Hold the line.
Stay on the line.
Walk away with this win still, guys.
So we are going right now to our lass this morning. She's Mel, 40, from East Maitland. She's a courier, single, and has no kids. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad. So what's life like being single at 40 with no kids? I reckon you must have some wild nights.
Sometimes I do. But we're starting early for work. Early to rise.
Those days are long gone, aren't they? When you start early, no good.
Maddie's just hit 30.
And he thinks it's all over.
It's all downhill from me.
You know, Mel, I love your inspiring words. Thank you for that.
Alrighty, Mel. Let's hope you can do it for us girls this morning. Question number one. What would a Makita cordless jacket be used for on the job site?
To put a drill into?
No. To keep warm. That was a trick question. Question number two. How long does quick set concrete take to set?
8 to 12 hours.
No. This surprised me, actually. 15 minutes. Who would have thought? Technology's come such a far way. Question number three. The iLoad is a line of vans made by which car brand?
You need this to win, Mel.
The vehicle's called the iLoad, and it's a line of vans made by which car company?
The iLoad.
Toyota.
No. Yonder, that means we go to a coin toss. Both people know answers correct this morning. All right, Mel, heads or tails for you?
Tails never fails.
All right, let's flip this coin, Crevo. Here we go.
It's tails!
You're a winner, Mel!
Woo-hoo. That was it. Yeah.
See, you don't even have to get questions right to win in this game. Congratulations. Family Pass to the show, Mel, is happening this weekend, March 5th to 7th. Newcastleshow.com.au for tickets, Jade.
So, guys, a woman has found... she's actually done my dream. She's found 6 kilos of whale vomit worth $340,000, they're estimating.
Whale vomit.
Yep, while walking along a beach in Thailand.
Some good old ambergris.
Yeah. So this is worth a lot of money, which I'm going to tell you about why in a minute, but unbelievable story, this woman.
You're going down the wrong path in life wanting to buy a metal detector at the beach. I mean,
just go. It's a whale vomit detector.
No, well, I have to move to the China South Sea. Apparently, that's where it happens a lot. I've done some research since I read this story.
Big whale vomit area there.
Like, how can I find me some whale vomit?
You just need to map the migration each year and just, like, travel along the beaches of the coast.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, we've got a story about whale vomit and you've put an opener together and here we go. What is that?
It's a whale and it's...
That's my pain of hearing that.
A whale operating a small aeroplane?
No, the choppers, people looking for the whale vomit. There's a story.
Okay, sorry.
Behind.
What about the 18th century harpsichord music?
Well, they were on a treasure hunt.
Oh, I see. Right, right. That makes sense now.
Well, guys, this woman in Thailand... she couldn't believe her luck, right? She stumbled across almost $340,000 worth of whale vomit near her beach house. So this whale vomit is like ambergris or ambergris.
Yeah.
So this stuff is worth a lot of money, right? Because it's used in perfume. It's highly sought after. So Siri Porn, that is her name.
So what, they use whale vomit?
Yeah, do you want me to actually tell you how they do it?
Real quick, yeah.
So ambergris is produced by sperm whales when bile ducts in the gastrointestinal tract make secretions to ease the passage of large or sharp objects. The whale then vomits the mucilage, they're saying, or mucus, which solidifies and floats on the surface of the ocean. So the solid...
I can't believe you knew that, Jade.
I know.
You weren't even reading it or anything.
So the solid chunk has a foul smell at first, but after the mucilage dries out, it develops a sweet and long-lasting fragrance, which makes it sought after an ingredient in the perfume industry. Now, when it's... like, because I have a fragrance background, they can actually...
She worked at the David Jones perfume counter for a month.
No, it was longer than a month, and the training was intense.
5 weeks, okay, Maddie, relax.
Okay, but the thing is that they, because it's really hard to find, obviously, because whales have to vomit it up.
Yeah, of course.
It's worth a lot of money, and the thing is, perfumers now make, like, a synthetic fragrance to mimic ambergris.
Right,
so
well,
when they find it, it's, you know, wow.
How much was it worth?
Well, okay, so Siri Porn, Niam Rin, the lovely lady who was walking along her beach after a rainstorm, when she noticed this large mass washed up on the shore, she took it thinking this might be worth a lot of money. So she took it back. She got her friends and said, what do you reckon this could be?
He said, look the other way.
So, and then they were gone.
No joke. They thought, oh, this could be whale vomit. This could be worth a lot. So they actually got a lighter and they lit part of the ambergris up, and so the oil would drip. And then once they took the lighter away, it obviously cooled and stopped dripping. They're like, yeah, we need to alert the authorities and get someone down here to inspect it. So they're saying, because she found 6 kilos of this lump of whale vomit, they're saying it could be worth $340,000, which I think is a low ball estimate, right? Because there's only been two other cases of this happening. Once in 2016, a 1.5 kilo ambergris ball was found in, I think it's Lancashire, which sold for $90,000. And in the same year, in November, a fisherman found 80 kilos of ambergris and it sold for $3.7 million.
What I'm hearing here is look out when you're on the beach. Mm. Look out for a big hunk of whale vomit. It looks awful, disgusting.
But you could get rich.
You could get real rich from it.
Do you know what's really sweet about Siri porn?
What?
So she's written here, she said, if I really...
never ending story.
No, 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 but I love her. She goes, if I really have the genuine ambergris, I can help my community once I find a buyer for it. What a darling.
She's keeping it for herself. Yeah. She says that to the newspaper, but we all know. She's pocketing
she's
the cash.
She's going to buy 6 houses and a jet ski.
Absolutely.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Big congratulations to Seth Rogen, who's achieved his life dream of opening his own business.
Yeah, really? What business has he gone for, Maddie?
It's called houseplant.com. So basically, he sells wacky tobacco type products.
Oh, right. Well, over in America. Well,
yeah, in California.
Well, that's legal.
Yeah.
Well, he's tweeted, almost 10 years ago, I envisioned having my own weed company, and today I can say that my company, Houseplant's product, will be available in Cali next week. Also, Houseplant is making lovely house goods like ashtrays, lighters, and yes, even ceramics. Jeez. But there's an interesting, you know, business venture. Well, it's
smart.
Not that interesting.
No, it's a smart business venture.
Not that big a pivot from, you know, it's not unbelievable that he's doing it, but it's cool that he has.
From his normal line of work.
As an actor.
Standing in front of cameras.
Let's face it, though, he just plays a stoner almost in every film anyway. Like, realistically.
He's done his own advertising. He has. Clever.
Yeah, it's really cool. And he's used his profile to launch the business. And you know what? Very smart.
Yeah.
What we thought we'd do this morning, 13 to 09, what's your wacky business? You know, maybe you wouldn't necessarily advertise or maybe not a lot of people know about what you're selling. We're opening the lines this morning. If you've got an out there unusual slash wacky business you'd like to promote this morning, give us a call. 13 10 09 right now.
Maybe it's even a side hustle. Like you've got a main job, but then you've got this other thing that people are, you do what?
A lot of people do candles, but it's maybe marketing candles in a different way.
It's a good example.
Like body parts, like or something. Maybe they smell like different body parts.
Well,
sort of
I mean,
like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth is doing that.
I know, but there's other organs, I guess. I don't know. It's
like
just
what?
An idea.
Intestine candles.
Earwax candles.
Look, okay, yeah, if you're
if
selling
you're
earwax
that,
candles,
call.
Absolutely.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13 10 09 this morning, we're asking you, what's your wacky slash unusual business?
Let me drop.
Seth Rogen, of course, guys. I can't believe this. He's achieved his lifelong dream of opening a weed company slash website over in Cali. And I think it's so good when you achieve a dream like that, because sometimes the best ideas come from the wackiest place in your mind.
That's so true. Creativity, you never know when it's going to strike. And it could be just a side hustle, like a small business you've got going, starting up while you do your job as an accountant.
Well, you really do have a wacky slash unusual business.
Yeah.
Because you...
Persian rugs.
You sell Persian rugs.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Hey, if you need a Persian rug, get in touch with me. I'll do you a great deal.
Do you have many in stock at the moment?
Yeah, I do actually. Probably 20 to 30 pieces.
Give us your spiel.
You're the authentic ones though, because there are a lot of dodgy rugs made to look like Persian rugs.
That's
out
right.
There.
There's a lot of copies. These are handmade, pure wool. Some are from Iran, some are from Afghanistan. And yeah, they take up between 1 and 6 months to make one. And they're actually a handcrafted piece of real artwork that you get to use.
In your line of work, Crevo, outside of the show, do you mainly focus on Persian rugs?
Well,
like, I know you collect a lot of bits and bobs and
vintage
sell them.
And whatever I can get my hands on.
Wow.
Really? Whatever I can get my little mitts on.
Oh, good.
So this is the sort of side hustle we're after. Let's meet Carissa.
Hey,
how
Carissa.
Are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. You've got an unusual slash wacky business. What's going on?
Well, I wouldn't call it wacky. It's just a bit unusual and people don't realise that we do them. We sell modern cloth nappies.
So what's the difference between a modern one and any other cloth nappy from back in the old days?
Well, they're easier to use. There's no soaking. There's no boiling. There's no nappy sand. There's nothing like that. You just put them on and take them off and wash them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
See, that's fantastic.
So for new mothers out there, this is so helpful and, you know, great
on the time.
Yeah, wow.
Yes. So you save time, you save money, and you're helping the environment.
Can I ask, how do you not have to soak them?
So the nappy is a waterproof shell. And then inside the waterproof shell, you have bamboo soakers.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're bamboo, once they're used, you just quickly rinse them to get the, you know, yucky stuff off. And then you just put them in the washing machine.
That's fantastic.
What a great bit of new technology.
Yeah, because especially where we are now with the environment and everything, you know, nappies and pads and sanitary items, you know, they are becoming a problem for the environment. So,
yes, that's like, exactly right.
That's really good. They're not like the old, like you said, the old days when they were really sort of just hard, like yucky. You had to soak them in fabric softener.
Yes, and they were boring. Now they're not. Like the prints that we create are just amazing.
That's cool.
So they're all hand illustrated.
Where can people buy these?
So we have a beautiful little baby store in Cardiff. It's called Itty Bitty Modern Cloth Nappies.
Yep.
And we sell everything sort of reusable. And we also support other local mums with their swaddles and things like that.
Other small local businesses. How cool. Thanks for getting involved.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, thank you.
No, good
stuff. What a great business.
We just got a message through on the New FM Facebook page, and this is a guy, Tom. He has a relative over in the States, and they have a business called Rent a Chicken.
What?
For eggs, I'm guessing.
No, so you can literally rent a chicken off him to come over to, like, parties or just types of things.
It's like a very, very niche, like, animal. You know how they have, like, kids' reptile shows?
Yeah,
like,
I guess they parties?
It's like that, but only chickens. I love that.
So random.
Speaking of unusual, I can't wait to hear this story. Brand new sport, Jade, out of Russia, I believe.
Yeah, so.
You're telling us about.
This is the weirdest sport in the world. Forget worm charming. It is now, worm charming is a sport as well. So forget that, because competitive slapping has become the weirdest new sport.
Ooh.
So we're going to, it's basically just think big men slapping each other.
Oh.
It's like the girly version of boxing, some would say.
But like big brawny men.
Big brawny Russian men slapping each other. I'll tell you more about that.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And right now we are talking about a new weird sport which is unfolding. It is a slapping competition. This is over in Russia because it seems like a very Russian thing to do. Big grown men just slapping each other in the face. That is legit what happens. So if you've ever been to a wrestling match and there's a man standing opposite each other on the side of the table and they're there, like palm in palm.
Arm wrestling, you mean?
Yeah. So
palm in palm.
Yeah. So imagine very similar setup, two men opposite side of the table, but they're there slapping each other across it instead.
As hard as they can. That's the thing, right?
So this, so it's become so big now that they've televised it over in Russia to the point where they're filming it in an old prison to really create this tough atmosphere.
I've seen a clip of this. It looks like a really bad porno.
It's incredible. So they actually put, like, all the men in the crowd, they put some of them in, like, orange jumpsuits to make it look like they're prisoners.
Oh, this is fascinating.
So that's a prerequisite to going and watching one of these matches.
For some, it's an atmosphere. So they, like, they've hired extras to wear these jumpsuits to create more atmosphere because it's televised in a prison. And then, obviously, there's people there who've paid good money to be there to watch these slapping competitions. So there was this one guy, he was a 300-pound internet star that took part, and his slapping match was against a 6'7" mixed martial artist. So these guys are huge. Like, they're
big
athletes.
Old slappers, aren't
Do you know
they?
What I'm thinking? Too fat and failed at athletics, so they've just come up with the easiest sport they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is there big money in the line yet in prizes, well, or is it still early days?
Early days. So these guys, right, they're that strong. You have to knock to win. You have to knock your opponent unconscious from
that's
slapping.
That's a big slap, isn't it?
Huge. So that just gives you an idea of how hard these guys are hitting each other or slapping each other. So they walked away in this competition. It was a draw because neither man got knocked unconscious, and they had to share prize money, 150,000
wow.
ruples, which I believe is only $2,000 Australian.
What a waste. What a dud sport. Do you know what? Who on this team right now?
Yeah.
Would you really like to slap?
Well,
like, honestly, I know it's me. So, what we're
going to
do...
I don't know. That's a bit weird. It's a bit
do,
an
what
odd
What we're
going
to do, Jade?
Yeah.
I want you to slap me.
No, oh, no, I couldn't.
Come on, over. Here we go.
I don't want to slap you.
I just want to feel it. Like, there's no repercussions.
No, no, no,
just
no.
Slap me on the face. Lean over.
Okay.
Get up. Get up.
He's forcing me.
Yeah, he's not really forcing you.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Jeez, you seem like a real willing person to do this for somebody who's being forced.
I don't really want to do this.
You ready?
Okay. Go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, right across the face.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else? This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and...
Act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. But the thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet...
Lure in a dog?
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go... Guys, interesting conversation I was having with somebody yesterday. So we all know Jack Vigeon, right? So this is the guy that won Australia's Got Talent back in the day, the singer. And, of course, he was recently on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's been in the news again lately for the amount of lip filler that he has. So those that don't know, Jack won AGT, I think it was around 2011.
He was very young then.
He's gone through a whole lot in the last 10 years.
In his
years.
Life. Yeah.
And obviously, if you see pictures of him now, he does look a little bit different. He's got really pumped up lips, right?
He's super pumped up.
He's a young guy, 24 years old, right, that's copped so much hate and criticism from a lot of people out there. Obviously, he's in the public eye and all. But an article out yesterday, his mum has spoken to Woman's Day and said that she doesn't approve of his lip filler, saying that he's gone too far, which, you know, is a bit much, really, isn't it?
Oh, I sort of agree with her.
Look, I know this guy is probably going through a bunch of stuff, so I don't really want to, like, pile onto that. But in my, like, opinion, if I saw that, I'd go, his lips look overly large. He looked fine before, but that's just my opinion.
It doesn't matter if it's him or if it's someone else. Mm. When they look like baby Cheerios on your lips, like, they look that pumped up that they look like mini sausages.
Well, he spoke about this recently on the Kyle and Jackie O show.
A lot has been talked about your appearance, and you say, no, I have not had surgery. The only thing I've had is my lips done, right?
Yeah, I've had filler done.
Filler in the lips?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
So what does it... Is it bothering you that people are so focused on how much you've changed?
I understand it. And, like, honestly, people are welcome to have their opinion. It's fine. I get that it comes with the territory. But for me, I had an insecurity and I had the opportunity to not be insecure anymore. And I did that and I'm happy.
That's gorgeous.
What was the insecurity with your lips?
Yeah, with my lips.
Nothing wrong with that. that he's decided to get his lips done.
That's fine.
I think, you know, we're all individual people, and I think, wow, some of the comments I've read in regards to this story, the reason I want to talk about it is I'm shocked people are so mean. People are so mean about it. He's 24 years old. A friend of mine said to me yesterday that maybe there should be a law introduced that raises the age to 25 in order to be able to get cosmetic enhancements, Botox and the
See, I do agree with that, I think. Only because, just like Jack, there are a lot of people out there, younger people, I should say, who are getting their lips injected to the point where they're just so big, it's all you can see. Now, fair enough, if it makes you happy, that's fine, mate. Like, who am I to argue with that? Doesn't actually hurt me if you want to get as much Botox as you want.
Yeah.
But it does look a little odd. So,
well, there's the argument that, obviously, being so young, you are quite impressionable in the year of 2021 where, you know, you like need to look a certain way. Influencers.
Like the Kardashians, they have their
And the counter-argument, of course, Crevo, is that, you know, you can't start telling people what to do and how to live their lives.
That's right. Like, you've got to think about, if you're 18 years old, you can vote, you can buy, you know, buy whatever you can buy, you can get tattoos and do whatever you want, join the army. Like, if you have
Great
all of
point.
That heavy societal responsibility sitting on your shoulders, you should also reap the rewards of what's legal for adults.
I'm pro getting it done. I'm all
for
cosmetic
surgery. Well, you get it yourself.
Yeah, but obviously I think it looks better when it looks natural, personally.
Mm.
So, you know, I think when, like Maddie said, they are younger, impressionable people, you know, just going out there and getting it done because they see it on social media, I think, you know what, there could be a law. I'm actually open to that.
Well, 13:09 this morning, should you be over 25 to get cosmetic enhancements?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:09 this morning, we're asking you, should you be over 25 years old to get cosmetic enhancements?
As far as cosmetic procedures go, Botox is generally considered relatively low risk, but there is an ugly side to the quick fix.
Really ugly commentary about Jack Vigen overnight. There was an article, his mum did an interview with The Woman's Day and said that her son's lip filler was a bit too much. He's 24 years old. There's actually a whole lot of chatter in support of the argument that you should be 25 years old or over to get Botox or any sort of cosmetic enhancements done. So 13:09, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Jade, you were saying you think that should be the case, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I just think, you know what, you make better choices when you're over the age of 25. That's why insurance companies do give you better deals, Crevo, when it comes to, you know, your car insurance, because you're a little bit smarter then. And I just think you're less impressionable to social media and influencers, people like the Kardashians, all that sort of stuff. I just think, you know what, maybe it's a good thing because the world's getting so caught up on what we look like and having to look a certain way.
I hear what you're saying and I agree that you do get a bit smarter when you get a bit older. But at the same time, our society has agreed 18 is when you become an adult. That's when you vote. That's when you start paying taxes. And if you're doing all that, then why can't you participate in other adult activities like getting surgery if that's what you want?
Well, I think we should change that age.
Can I just chip in on this?
Yeah, of course.
Because I was saying yesterday that, like, if a 16-year-old, say, has issues at school where they're getting bullied because they don't look like other people, say it's like a lip issue where I'm like thin lips. I mean, we've seen Kylie Jenner before and after.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fine for them to go to a doctor with their parents and the right counselling for them to be able to get some lip injections. Not obviously over the top like crazy sausage lips, but just to be able to fit in better. Saves them a whole lot of hassle at school being bullied for things.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree. And this is what the reasoning behind what Jack Vigen has done, because he's been bullied. He's received so many negative comments and that made him feel better. So I think anything that makes you feel better, if you're over the age of 18, I think is fine. I think you're right, Crevo. You can't start telling people what to do and how to live their lives.
It's a long and windy road.
I think we can. I reckon we should just lift the adult age as well while we're at it.
Let's go to the phones forever.
Hey, exactly.
Hey, Lee, do you think you should be over 25 to get Botox? Hello, Lee. No, Lee's gone. Oh, well. What did Lee think, Jackson?
Lee just wanted people to do their own thing and not be judged.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, Sue's on the line.
That's the perfect world, isn't it?
Hey Sue, what are your thoughts?
Hey, look, I'm not sure. I'm a little bit torn. I'm a mum who was born with a child who had a really large birthmark on his face. And
yeah.
It was my third baby. And at the time, I thought, if we get this removed, I'm setting out this idea that he needs to be perfect, and is that my decision to make?
Yeah.
And I used to put him in a pram and turn his face the other way because people were so opinionated about what is that on his face.
That's terrible.
Quite a big thing for you as a mother to have to do that. Like that must have been really hard for you. I mean,
yeah, I used to cover his face. So look, when he was two, I went and saw a plastic surgeon in Sydney.
Yeah.
And just thought we'd get the information. And he said, look, I'm a guy, but I'm not vain. I like to wake up every day and look nice. What do you mean? Because he's a boy, it doesn't matter. And we just, you know, we end up going ahead and getting it removed. And he does have a nice white superficial line down his face. But I look at him now and I just think that could have been really tough for him to go through schooling. And he's a really placid personality.
Mm.
And I think he could have, like, had he not had that taken away, like, I 100% am happy with the decision that we got it removed.
But yeah, and
you have to wait till 25. Like, perhaps he wouldn't be able to. But I'm also training at the moment. I've been a midwife for 20 years, and I'm now just entering into cosmetic injections as a nurse. And I can see the other side where people come in, young people who want another millifiller in their lips, another millifiller in their lips. But now on the flip side, I think, yeah, you know, gosh, these guys, when they're 30 and 40, they're going to regret what they look like, potentially. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, really. And just on the birthmark, I actually went to school with a boy, Michael, and he had, Michael Brooke, I love him, he's a great guy, but he had a really red birthmark on his face, like quite half his face. Yeah. I think it sort of made him have a... Not it's a thick skin, but no, not a complex. Like, I think he was self-aware of it, obviously, because it was so bright pink. But I think he was sort of was more of a, I don't want to say the word bully, but I think he was sort
created
of...
created a tough exterior.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think maybe you did do the right thing in that because your son's personality would have changed when he went to school.
Yeah, absolutely. One more. Todd, hey, do you think 25, the age should be raised to 25 in order to get Botox or cosmetic surgery?
It's a complicated question because age is, you know, not just the only thing. I think consistency across the board when it comes to legalising all sorts of things, like I think you can bear children or have the act of bearing children or practicing bearing children at the age of 16, yet you can drink at 18. So 25, you know, where did that number come from? I think that the responsibility should be put a little bit back on the cosmetic surgeons to make sure
that's
that
a great point.
Yeah. So they need to have like that medical certificate, I think, to say, okay, they've talked to a professional at least. Are they making the right decisions? Plus, young people need to be allowed to make mistakes, otherwise they just don't learn. If you control too much in a society, you know, why not just move to North Korea?
Well, absolutely. You know. And maybe, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud here, but perhaps it would be a good idea to maybe regulate that industry a little bit more and get them to limit the amount that they're allowed to give to somebody.
That's exactly right. Mm. Yeah,
I think
make sure the ones who are needing it for those reasons, whether it be, you know, for their... personal, you know, reasons or whatever, but it's important to regulate it.
No, good thoughts
good
there.
Point.
Thank you very much, Todd.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, guys, we're all pumped up because this weekend is the show here at the Newcastle Showgrounds. And we got this incredible call from one of our listeners, Luke, last week.
What have you got for us?
I've got a proposition for you. I want to get the Novos
on the front of my derby car.
Oh,
like a demolition derby?
Yep.
And this is so exciting.
So we're going to have our faces on your demolition car at the show.
That's correct.
Wow.
Wow, that's so fantastic. Cool. And right now, Luke joins us live in the studio for the big, I guess, stick-on.
The big old stick-on.
Hello.
Good morning, Novos.
Oh, thanks for joining us. And you have with you right now a big sticker with our faces on it. And we're going to be going out then to the car park and putting it on your demolition derby, which you've brought in.
That's correct.
So briefly describe the car for us.
It's a little Kia Rio that's red and white with the number one on the side of it.
So it's, the number one car, of course. So we appreciate that.
One's a winner.
Question for you, Luke. Do you actually hate us and you just want to see our faces smashed up and crumpled on an old car?
No, I don't.
Simple answer. I like it.
Luke, how long have you been a demolition derby driver for?
This will be my second one, but my father's been doing it for a while.
Oh, how cool. This is amazing. And is he going to be competing as well?
No.
All right, so he's out of this one. He's passed the baton on to you. Very exciting.
Yes. Well, we're going to go out and do the big stick-on, in Jade's words, next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yes, we are outside. I can't believe it, Crevo. Let's talk about this car.
Yes.
Do I even call it a car?
Yeah, of course you do. So fire engine red with a white stuff, car number one, and a big old witch's hat on the roof, which apparently signifies the original fuel tank is installed. More cause for concern, I don't know.
Oh my God, Jade, of course. Trust. There you are, up on the trailer. What do you see here?
Okay, so standing on top of the trailer, looking down at the bonnet, the car has our names on it, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. They've actually, Luke has penned out already where we have to place the sticker. And he's a Minions fan. And there's also the words, boo-doo, boo-doo, like the Minions say.
All right, we're going to do the big stick on right now. Jade, you're already up there, so I'm assuming you want to do that job.
I think Jade would be better at sticking stuff on.
So, interesting fact, the decal is a picture of the three of us, black and white. Actually, not my body on this sticker, so my head's photoshopped onto the body of the old host of this show, which is great. All right, here we go.
It's being stuck on. It's the big moment. Jade put intense concentration under this. And it looks like some sort of old membership card or credit card is using to smooth out the bubbles. Oh, it's a great lineup. This thing is well positioned. Oh my God, look at our faces there, Matty.
If you would like to see our faces crumpled up on an old car, of course, head to the show. It's on 3:30 and 4:30 this Sunday. Tickets, newcastleshow.com.au. We're almost there. Jade, how does it feel?
It's so cool. I feel like I always wanted to cut a ribbon at Novi. This is the next best thing, if not better.
It is better. The ribbon's gone.
Red and white car as well for the new FM colours, so it's worked out perfectly. As I said, the show, newcastleshow.com.au, if you want to come and watch it with us, it's happening Sunday, 3:30, and it's on. The video is on the new FM live stream on Facebook. Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next, worth $675 today. We are looking for the month of June. If you were born on that month, give us a call right now, 1309.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Easy cash. All you need to do is have a birthday. We called out June today, 13109. We do have a caller. Jade's about to spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the cash. Very simple.
That easy. G'day, Amy. Turns out you want to treat yourself if you won this birthday money.
Yes, I would love to buy myself a new dirt bike.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, a friend of mine, her brother, took my dirt bike for a ride and it went swimming.
Oh, no.
What a disgrace. How much does a dirt bike cost, Amy?
The one I'm looking at is like maybe $1,400.
Okay. Mm,
so this money would help. I mean, it's half paid for,
probably,
really.
Yeah, halfway.
They didn't.
That's it, half price, and he can pay the rest.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say, did he say he'd chip in for a new motorbike?
He did, so this would be amazing if it happened.
Oh, okay. God.
Fingers crossed.
I'm
no
sending
pressure.
All the good vibes
no
to you
pressure.
This morning.
Come on, guys. Ooh, okay.
It's all on Jade, Amy. We have nothing
right.
to do with this.
Here
okay,
we go.
All
right. I really
you've got my back.
Hope, Amy, you were born on the 22nd of June.
No, I'm the 28th.
Oh, no.
Close, but no cigar.
Oh,
so close.
I'm so sorry, Amy. Hey, we're going to give you a family pass to the show, though, okay?
Excellent. That would be amazing. The guys have been harassing me about going.
Don't take your friend that did your dirt bike in, though. Like, he's not invited.
Just take the kids.
No,
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. BNUFM's Weather
Whiz
Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Dom. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Bella Primary School. And I'd like to shout out to my friends and family. Here's the weather for today. A cloudy day ahead with the chance of showers and light winds. We are expecting a top temperature of 23 degrees in the city and 23 degrees inland. Partly cloudy tomorrow with the chance of showers on Thursday. And mostly sunny with the chance of a shower on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 UFM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we'd get like one of those hockey straps and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, is it a jockey strap? What are they called?
Hockey strap.
An hockey strap.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Dominique, 7 years old from Bel Air Public School, Adamstown Heights. So good,
yay,
guys. Great Weather Whiz
Kid. Good job.
Really cool. If you'd like to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, get Mum or Dad to jump on to newfm.com.au, enter your details, and you could be winning a Kids World birthday party, which is great.
Yeah. They're so at Green good. Hills. Fun, food and play.
That's right. That's what we're all about here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fun, food and play.
Most, most of the time. Dominic did a great job, but I just
Jade's about to really turn this conversation. Here you go, Jade.
Look, I just want to ring the shame bell.
Why?
On the entire office here at New FM. Because I went into the kitchen this morning and the microwave is filthy. Can we please...
We get it, Jade.
All staff. I know this is an office problem everywhere. A lot of people right now probably agreeing with me saying, shame that bell, girl.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more demeaning. There's nothing more demeaning for you to get on air and ring your little bell to the entire office, most of which don't use the microwave.
They do.
Get off your soapbox for 5 seconds and wash it up yourself.
I'm not.
You are just as bad as the last person that used it and didn't wash it up.
Sorry, because my food didn't go anywhere. I never
I'm just saying.
Heat the food up, and if my food spills, I clean it up.
I've watched you.
Maddie, you haven't watched me.
Smush cake into this carpet and walk out and go home.
Oh, I'll admit to that.
So what's the difference?
I will not admit to cleaning.
Somebody
the
had
microwave.
To clean that up
guys,
after you.
Guys,
I've also, she just flipped me the bird.
Guys, I did.
I've also seen you smush a biscuit into the carpet. But I would love to see you lead by example and go clean it.
I'm not
it.
Going to clean
shame,
it.
Shame.
Who cares?
Oh, it just annoys me. They're the first to whinge about the toilet rolls in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Everyone works at different places. No one cares if our microwave's a bit dirty.
Oh, they do. I'm going to film it and put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, good.
Are you okay?
Do you need help?
It's just filthy.
Yeah.
It irritates me.
Go and speak to HR, Jay. Tell them.
Oh,
tell
find me the number.
Tell the cleaning management company. Let them know. That's where this should end.
Thank you.
Next, we've got something totally different, right? So, Maddie, your birthday party's coming up,
happy,
right?
Happy, absolutely, 31.
Yeah, and you've got a whole bunch of people visiting you from Sydney.
Correct, yes.
And you promised a heap of them they can all stay.
I did. I over-promised the space that I'm available.
Because you just have like
too many people coming.
It's a two-bedroom flat, and now you've got heaps of people all who want to stay and like promise to be staying.
Well, yeah. So we spoke about this yesterday on the show. So I forgot that it was the Easter long weekend. I have another friend from Darwin visiting that weekend. So it's that one person too many.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be packed in like sardines. You know, you want to be comfortable.
Okay. So this is fairly simple in a way. The guy from Darwin, he gets to stay.
Yeah.
He's spending so much to get here. That comes down to two people, basically, who should be kicked, like maybe one of them should be kicked out. You've got one guy who is extremely fussy and is demanding their own ensuite room, right? And then you've got a couple who, well, they're a couple and potentially your longest friend forever.
Yeah.
Who should get kicked out of the apartment?
The diva friend or my couple friend?
So we're asking everyone to decide.
131009, I want you to help us decide. Should it be Maddie's single friend who wants their own ensuite room like a prince?
Well, I was going to give him my room.
Right. Or should it be the couple who are visiting?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
A bit of a dilemma. I need to kick out one of my friends. We'll chat more now.
Yeah, that's right. So, Maddie, your big party coming up.
First world problems, really.
Well, we're all very excited about this. It's going to be a heap of fun, entertaining in your newly taken over lease.
Yeah.
You'll be the first real time holding a party at that place.
So, I missed my 30th birthday last year. Like, I had a small gathering, so I'm trying to incorporate a fairly uneventful birthday, which is 31, into last year. So, I'm fusing them together. All friends from all over the country coming to stay with me. I've overbooked.
Yeah, so the guy
one's
from Darwin.
Gotta go.
The guy from Darwin, I think we can all agree. Bobby stays.
I went to radio school with Bobby, and we were like little mates when I lived and worked up in Darwin. So I was like, oh, you're coming. I'm so happy that he is. So yes, Bobby's staying.
Yeah, he's out of state.
Yeah, he travels so far. Automatic win. You're then left with two key characters, right? You've got the one who is a diva and is demanding their own ensuite room.
Lee's bringing his dog.
Lee's very fussy, right? So Lee won't go anywhere unless he's got his own bathroom and his own room. So there's no sharing happening with Lee.
Jade wants Lee to be kicked out because then you get to take over looking after the dog, right?
100%.
That is win-win.
Because he has a chihuahua.
That's right. And you're the chihuahua whisperer. You're known for that. I actually tend to agree with Jade because I think if you're that fussy, get your own room.
Now, the other option here is my friend Brooklyn, who is my dearest friend, and his partner, Damien.
Yeah.
Now, I think, from my perspective, I was going to kick Brooklyn and Damien out to the hotel because they're both very well paid. And in my eyes, I'm like, yeah, you guys can pay for a hotel. Like, that's so fine.
No,
he's like,
I don't
sorry,
know.
Gotta
I think,
go.
I think it's two people who are less fussy. You give them your room.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with
either way,
home.
I'm screwed. I reckon
that Lee the Diva's got to go. Jade gets to look after a dog. It's win-win-win.
Yep.
Well, he said Jade's not allowed to look after his dog.
I'll be calling him and confirming that.
All right. Well, who should we be kicking out? Let's go to Helen this morning. Hey, Helen.
Good morning.
Are we kicking out the diva or the couple?
The diva.
Got to
go.
Yes. I have a plan for you, Maddie. It's backyard.
No,
he's apartment living.
There's a rooftop.
He's always put like a portaloo and a tent up there and then got his own ensuite.
You know what? The rooftop at my apartment building has a toilet.
There you go.
I mean, so there's a room.
Could you pitch a tent and then it's got an ensuite?
Well, you could because there's an undercover area there too.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Outdoor sleeping for them.
Alrighty, let's go to Robbie. What do you think Maddie should do?
Hey, Robbie.
Hello, I'm sorry, I could hardly hear you.
Hey, Dar, who are we kicking out, the diva or the couple?
Oh, look, tell the diva I've got a double bed blow-up mattress and I've got a nice garage with an ensuite.
Oh, so you can sleep in the garage with the ensuite. That's a very nice offer.
And if he feels like it, he could cuddle up with Lewis.
Well,
Lewis is your pooch, yes?
I'm just having a look at his list of demands here. It needs to be an actual house, not a garage. He won't accept that.
I love the idea, though, and I love the energy and enthusiasm.
Thank you. We've got one more. Let's go to Colin. Hey, Colin. How are you?
The diva's got to go.
Diva.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah.
Lee. Team Jaden Creeper.
People over one.
What would you do, though? Like, they're all good friends. Like, it's the Easter long weekend, so I feel bad that I've left it this late because accommodation is so expensive now.
Yeah, but you know what? If they're really good friends, they'll understand.
Exactly. That's what I said yesterday. If they're whinging and whining, you need new friends.
Yeah, get rid of them. Keep the dog, get rid of him.
Yes! Keep the dog!
Jade's dream caller.
Oh, Colin, you're a legend. Thank you. Well, sorry, Lee. I think you might have to go.
I think you're gone.
Bye, Lee.
Maybe I'll just go to the hotel.
Place. You can't. It's your birthday.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's easier. Look. Taking the coward's way out.
What's the gossip coming up with producer Jack?
So Taylor Swift is mad and she's taking aim at Netflix. She's picking a lot of battles lately, so I'll tell you about that. Also, too, Rose Byrne. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's an actress. I love her, too. She's Australian and she's opened up about the things she hates people talking to her about overseas.
Okay,
it's coming up next. Hey, Jackson, are you coming to my birthday?
I'm going to try and make it.
Yeah, you see how he said try?
Yeah, we'll always try. What's that mean?
No, it's the Easter long weekend and I've got kittens to pick up from Tamworth. I'm not sure when that's happening, but
that's okay.
That's understandable.
But I think from now it's looking good, my man.
Oh, good.
Good to
thank
hear.
You.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Boss.
It's What's the Goss time with producer Jackson. So much to learn with you about Rose. Was it Byrne?
Rose Byrne. Yeah, so she's opened up in a podcast about what she absolutely just cannot stand anymore, and it's about to make her snap if someone talks to her about what it's like to be an Australian when it comes to...
People just are fascinated with the Australian outback and the wildlife and the dangerous animals and so on and so forth. And the thing is, like, you and I, we're city girls. I know as much about that as I do. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's as foreign to me as it is to them. Because I grew up in the city. Like, I'm a city mouse. I love the city.
One day, are you just going to snap?
I am. I'm going to snap.
Could you imagine Rose Byrne punching someone in the face because they said, hey, you know what? Ride a kangaroo?
You spend a lot of time over in the States, Jackson. What's the most common question you get asked by Americans?
Is it kangaroos and snakes? Kangaroo related? So it's either, did you have a pet kangaroo or have you been bitten by a snake? And to both I answer yes.
Every time anyone asks me stuff like that.
Crocodile Dundee, the movie, and Paul Hogan totally ruined the image of Australia to the world.
You reckon?
I think so, because it's not like that.
No. Pete, do you know what? I've actually been asked what my homestead's called. I don't live in a homestead. I live in a townhouse, and my suburb is concrete. Like, the furthest inland I've been is Maitland.
I sort of like it. And I don't mind if you're answering yes to those questions, being bitten by a kangaroo and stuff, then that's actually good, because if it keeps tourists away from our wildlife... then that's a win. Protects them.
Like from touching them and stuff.
Yeah, touching them, feeding them, and then trying to get selfies with them. Like, I'm okay with that. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I will admit, my favourite YouTube videos are kangaroos, like, deciding to just open up a can of bass on tourists.
Yeah,
really funny. Taylor Swift opening up, a can on Netflix, right? So I don't know if you've heard about this controversy. I don't know if she's being too touchy or not, but every time someone mentions Taylor Swift, she either sues them or goes on a tirade. She's kind of like pop music's Donald Trump. She won't get banned from Twitter, though. So this is what she had an issue with on Netflix, because there's a show called Ginny and Georgia.
Okay, I'm guessing that's over.
What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift.
Oh, good. I was waiting for this one to be all my fault.
So she's come out and she said that this is sexist and disgusting, and then she said that this is not a good look on Netflix, which is interesting because she's teamed up with them for her Reputation World Tour, also to that Miss Americana documentary. So she's taking on Netflix in a big way, and fans are outraged.
Well, I mean, if you're working for them, not a great look. I mean, you wonder what's going on behind the scenes for her to speak out against her employer.
Yeah,
like
but she's not the one. They don't write the scripts. Like, there's writers that do that.
Oh, totally.
And it's filmed by separate productions, so.
Well, yeah, I don't know who's actually made it. Some of them are made by, like, Netflix get some stuff that they make
fund
themselves.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, stop suing people.
But also, too, like,
I think that's the takeaway here.
Like, I don't care how many people Taylor Swift dates, right? That's not a problem to me. I couldn't give a damn. But she's dated a lot of people. It's just a fact. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why is she so sensitive?
Yeah, you could just have a laugh about it,
you
I guess.
You know why? Yeah, exactly. This new album's coming out. She needs publicity.
Hey, it's probably it. And good move by her.
See, tarnishing her image.
Oh, you sell heaps more records. Who cares?
Her last album was a piece of crap, let's be honest. She needs Willow. Give me a break. Sorry,
Willow,
we do love it here.
Folklore, best albums
ever.
Any of
the songs we play on this station.
Hey, put some shoes on, stand up from the ground in the middle of the woods, go home and record a pop record. I'll be happy.
No, Taylor Swift, she rubs me the wrong way. I try to like her, but she's actually just that friend with a snotty nose at 12 at night that's ringing you and waking you up going, I've got another problem.
That's salt of the...
No,
salt of the earth BS. Give me a break.
She is a really lovely person.
Yeah, sure, you're walking in the forest with your shoes off, Taylor, and your $10 million New York City penthouse.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. And we have 105 minutes commercial-free coming up with producer Jackson just after 9. What's on the way?
Yo. Take you
dancing. Oh, Jason Derulo.
Yeah,
he's
in there.
Derulo. He's a cool guy.
Do you know what? I'm starting to realise, I think you're a massive fan of his, Jackson, because you always choose his songs to play here.
Well, they're all...
What's going on?
I like to put upbeat ones in there, and sometimes I don't have a lot to choose from. Bachelor Girl. And buses and trains
good,
as well. I know that
tune.
Makes you never want to date again now, doesn't it? Dean Lewis as well.
Who is on our show on Friday?
That's right.
How exciting.
Yeah,
I'm
so excited.
Good old Dean.
You think you're really into him, aren't you, Jackson?
Yeah, I love Dean Lewis.
Yeah, Aussie boy.
Doing big
things overseas. Really good. Friday, Dean Lewis on the show. Coming up next, guys, we are playing Beat the Meat. This is our Beat the Bomb style game. Of course, every week we have a stack of Singo sausages here. Look at them all coiled up there. There's so many of them. Look at them.
Big old pile.
There's a little hint. Basically how this works, you call up on 131009. We'll play a countdown. And if you yell stop before the sausages explode, you win that amount. Very easy.
Easy peasy.
Taking your calls right now.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
One of my favourite games here on the show. Don't you agree, guys?
Yeah,
Beat the Meat.
Amazing.
It's fun.
The game. All you have to do is yell stop before the sausages explode and you win the amount of sausages that you stop on. Don't get too greedy, though. A lot of people have been getting very greedy with the sausages and they miss out.
Yeah, it hasn't gone off a couple of times in the last week or so.
I don't want to try and grab the sausage too many times.
You've got to be able to finish the job.
That's right.
You can't leave it unfinished.
All right. Well, let's see if Nicole can walk away with a whole heap of sausages. Thanks to Singo's. Morning. How's it at Glendale right now?
It's raining at Glendale right now.
Oh.
You know what? Summer ended. We were promised some cooler weather. I'm into it.
Yes.
Autumn is finally here. Well, let's see, Nicole.
Oh, my God. The leaves are falling behind you as you speak.
Walk away with these sausages, you know how it works?
Yep.
Perfect. Here we go.
One sausage. 8 sausages. 9 sausages. 15 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages. 25 sausages. 29 sausages.
Oh, no, you've missed out.
Oh, I just said stop at the same time.
No.
That's not how it works.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm a softie. I'll give you a family pass to the show. All yours.
Thank you.
That's okay.
But no meat for you.
Sorry. No
beat the meat. Lives another day, guys. I guess we get to have another go tomorrow, yes. Which is great, isn't it?
It's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
The winning continues. Next, we're trying to give away money. Now, normally with Lotto, you got to go and buy a ticket. You got to go get it checked at the news agents afterward.
There is an app for it these days.
Well, you got to download the app. This, you don't need to do anything except be born.
Very simple. We're
13, 10, 09.
Wheel now. What month are we looking for?
It has come up. December.
Ooh, lucky Christmas babies.
December babies. If you want to play, 13, 10, 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto. Yeah, we've got access to the radio station checkbook. $675 is what we can give away now. That's what we're authorized to for today. All you need to do is be born in December, and that's your ticket in the draw, basically.
All right, let's go to Donna at New Lambton Heights. She's a canteen coordinator. She's been married for 25 years with two kids and drives an Audi. Wishes she was in New York City because she loves the theatre. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, doing well, thank you. Now, would you recommend Audis to people? Are they expensive cars to upkeep?
No, they're pretty good. We like them in our household.
Audis awesome. Are good. I mean, oh, really nice.
Schmick looking, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, is it black with really dark tinted windows?
No, we got white ones.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. All right, well, let's win you this money, Donna. Spinning the birthday balls. Popping
get
them,
Jay. Get them.
Here we go, Donna.
Fingers crossed for you, Donna.
I've pulled out the 23rd of December.
That is it!
Yes. Oh, my God!
What? Yeah.
Oh, my God, good job!
$675 coming your way.
Oh, awesome. My God, I can't believe that.
How are you spending the cash again?
Oh, I haven't thought about it, to be honest. I really didn't think the chances would come out too well.
Oh, that's so good, guys. I'm so happy for you, Donna.
That's lovely.
That's so good. Hey, we're going to send you along to the show as well, Family Pass. We might as well just give you some more. Let me play it again, guys. There we go.
Yay. Well done. What a great day.
Good stuff. Congrats, Donna. Enjoy the money. Wow, there you go. Very easy, just like that, see?
Yeah, we've got more to give away tomorrow.
Yeah.
We certainly do.
Lotto back.
And now that I've had my coffee from Happy Mobile Cafe, I'm so ready to get that caffeine dance fix with producer Jackson with 105 minutes commercial free.
Oh, yes, Joel Curry.
Is that going to give you your fix, Jade?
Yeah.
Joel Curry? Yeah.
That's a good one to dance to.
Pretty good. Tal Bachman, going to reach back with this one. She's so high. And
Ava Max.
Ooh, I like this song.
Do you know what you've done there, Jackson?
What's that?
I don't know if you realise.
Probably not.
Joel Corey, Head and Heart, and Ava Max, My Head, My Heart.
Yeah, they are very similar, aren't they?
It's a little bit of a theme going on.
What's going on?
Love is on the minds.
Well, really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Did we miss Valentine's Day? We did, didn't we? It's all what it's been. Been and gone. Comes around so quick.
I know, right?
You celebrated.
I know.
You got a diamond ring.
I forgot.
Better get another one.
Benny, bigger ring next time if you want Jade to remember more than a month.
All right,
guys, well, we'll Lotto comes back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're $350 back tomorrow. Donna, cleaned up. We should get the Audi polished.
Yeah, nice.
Real nice.
Looking good.
A58, goodbye.
Bye.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.